today, we named Dr. Thomas Wallace of Palestine as the sole finalist for the superintendent job at Bryan ISD.
So walk those of us who are not familiar with the selection process. There's like a 21-day period that we now begin.
Yes, there's a 21-day period before we can, you know, hire a new superintendent, and or a waiting period, as you may want to call it. So that's where we are now.
So anything happening during this 21-day period then between the board and the finalists?
Oh, there'll be some salary negotiations and that sort of thing.
Two interviews were done last week. Can you reveal who the second person was that was interviewed?
Sure, he was the second person interviewed. I just can't reveal the first person interviewed.
So let's hear about Dr. Wallace's background and how the board majority thinks that's a good fit for Bryan ISD.
He's a former teacher, then a principal. He was actually the Texas State Principal of the Year several years ago when he was principal at Maybank. He turned Maybank around. He did really good things while he was in their school. And he inherited Palestine ISD, which was having a lot of issues at the time, and they haven't had an unacceptable school since he got there, and their high school has been recognized in the last 2 years, so he's done a lot of good things with their academics, and he's a high-energy guy. I think he'll be, you know, high integrity, high morals, and he expects, you know, the students to study and the teachers to teach, and I think that he's, you know, the guy that can, you know, set us on a path to excellence.
Palestine's a awfully lot smaller district, fewer students, fewer employees. I don't know about the makeup demographically of the student body in Palestine compared to Bryan. Any sort of similarity there?
The ethnic breakdown is very similar. It's close, very close. It's a whole lot like ours, and he's really embraced the different ethnicities over there. He's an Anglo man, and he actually emcees the NAACP banquet in Palestine, and he's the first white person that had ever been invited to attend or did attend, and so he really knows how to build bridges, you know, between subgroups, coaches little league teams, teaches a Sunday school class. He's very involved in the community.
I hear a bit of a smile in your voice. You think you have somebody who's going to be a pretty good match.
BWP came when we hired them. They did multitudes of interviews, staff, students, parents, businessmen, all of the forums that they had here in town for several weeks, and they built a profile. They went and sought this man out because when the profile was completed, they believed that he fit this profile from, you know, previous businesses they had done around the state. So they knew this guy fit what we were looking for, and after we went through his resume and the interview process, I truly believe they could have just taken his bio and this is what we were wanting.
Anything else that listeners and patrons in the district ought to know about the sole finalist?
Well, I expect that they'll be seeing him around town. He's very active within his community. He'll pledge to be active within this community. He's a dynamic person, and I think that they'll enjoy seeing him and his family. And I hope they all welcome him to Bryan, Texas, and Bryan ISD.
I doubt whether you'll get into specifics about the interview of Dr. Wallace, but as much as you feel comfortable, how did the interview go?
Thought he was tremendous in the interview. He had definitely done his homework on our district. He knew, you know, our scores, our situations, had a plan to come in here and an entry plan and look at where some of our failures are and, you know, how to fix them, looked at our strengths, and looked at how to keep growing on the good things. So there are lots of good things in Bryan ISD, and I think that he'll be a great champion for them. I just want to, you know, make sure the public knows that we spent hours, you know, beforehand with the meetings with BWP. They spent, you know, hours and days researching and recruiting candidates, and we spent a lot of time interviewing, and we worked really hard at this, and I think the results are going to be great.
I know that you and others have made reference to the consulting group an awful lot. Is there a danger, or could there have been a danger that too much was left to the consultants?
I guess years ago it could be, but today there's Google and every other search engine in the world, and you can do a lot of homework on candidates or any individual anyway. And, you know, we contacted references. We know people around the state, and, you know, I didn't come across any negative for the guy, but, you know, they also stake their reputation on the line. If you hire them, they don't want to bring you a dud. So it's a two-way street, in my opinion.
Or a three-way street between you and the consultant and the person you interviewed.
Sure, you know, because that's something that we're very wary of because of the Cormos thing down at A&M, you know, are the credentials legitimate? Is the guy what he says he is? And, you know, we saw transcripts, just college transcripts. And, you know, I think everything's in order from all the candidates. And they would have to be, because it would be foolish of a firm to, you know, just do one job and then their reputation's ruined.